What do you want to say to people, mostly black women, that voted for her?
You did the right thing. And thank you. Black women have always had to struggle to be accepted. And so when you supported her, when we all supported her, we showed that we can come behind and support a black woman. Too often we see black women tearing each other down, but in this instance, we all came together.
When I meet Senator Roxanne Persaud, it's at her office on a Monday in the middle of a Thanksgiving turkey and chicken giveaway.
Is that K or C? Oh, yeah, you're there. You're registered.
But we are not here to talk about Thanksgiving. The senator was part of a group of black women leaders endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris for the presidency. So she was disappointed when she lost.
You know, but at 9 o'clock, 9:15, when those numbers started coming in, it was like deflating a balloon.
I'm Laini Gianiti, and this is Onomatopoeia, a podcast about the people and places of New York City. In this episode, the morning after the presidential election. At the turkey giveaway, there is a line that goes around the block. This year, things got a little confused because not everyone registered.
Why are there so many people crowding the gate? You know, those are the kinds of things that I look at.
So I am Senator Roxanne J. Persaud. I represent the 19th Senate District that covers parts of Brooklyn and parts of Queens.
Persaud is 58 years old. She's been in politics for almost 10 years. First State Assembly, then the Senate in 2015. She always liked volunteering. She was inspired early to be a leader, a black leader, by her aunt.
Been lucky along the way to meet with people who were interested in community. And so I've partnered with those people. And so I tell my staff the same thing. You know, there's nothing that I'll ask staff to do that I would not have done or have not done.
This year, she worked on the presidential campaign, supporting Vice President Harris.
But, whether it was texting people, calling people, emailing people, you know, making sure they understand their voting sites, all of those things, it just was a lot. It took a lot.
The senator was also part of the infamous Win with Black Women call.
Good morning, Madison. There's already signs of momentum for Harris. Overnight, the political group called Win with Black Women held a fundraising call with 40,000 participants.
So what inspired you to endorse Kamala Harris? And what did her candidacy represent for you personally and professionally?
And there are too many black women are never given the opportunity. And if the opportunity arises, they're always questioned and second-guessed. And people always have this feeling that a black woman cannot be a leader.
The night of the election, Persaud did not move away from the television. She stayed up late watching the results come in.
And this will be the first time that we will see from her since she lost to Donald Trump, a night that, of course, she thought would go very differently.
For Persaud, this was déjà vu to the 2016 election.
This did not happen again because it took me back to when Hillary Clinton ran.
CNN can report that Hillary Clinton has called Donald Trump to concede the race. She has called Donald Trump to say that she will not be president. And
but again, this was worse than that because it was a black woman who we really put our all into, and we wanted to make sure she succeeded, and we were looking at she fell short.
Harris is lost, but Persaud is not giving up, especially for the sake of her young nieces. She has an interracial family, and she wants every of their rights to be preserved.
And so I want to make sure black women understand, you know, it's now time for us to sit back, relax, and breathe. But our fight continues. We have not stopped, and we cannot stop. Because if we stop, then everything that we fought for will be for naught, and we will never be able to succeed.
And that's what keeps Persaud going. There is still a lot of work to be done. This episode of Onomatopoeia was created by me, Laini Jarnidier. Onomatopoeia is a production of the Columbia Graduate School of Journalism. Joanne Farion is our executive producer and professor. Original theme, music by Lee Feldman. Our graphic was created by Sunny Bean. Special thanks to Columbia Libraries.